Another weekend of chaos at the airports. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Delays and cancellations causing nationwide headaches. Fox's Phil Keating is at Miami International Airport.
Fun times indeed at airports across the country. Make no mistake. And all of the airlines are suffering from staffing shortages. Pilots are complaining of constantly working overtime, too many hours. There is a consistent shortage of flight attendants as well as air traffic controllers in the FAA towers. And over the past 7 to 10 days, there have been those hundreds and hundreds of delays and cancellations of flights.
The tracking website FlightAware reports more than 500 cancellations of U.S. flights today. The White House continues to strategize on how to address the Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade.
Aboard Air Force One en route to the G7 summit in Germany, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the president is talking to legal experts about what to do next, and that he respects the Supreme Court. But
he does believe that this particular ruling that they made yesterday is extreme.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Jean-Pierre said the White House has to get Congress to act to make Roe the law of the land. Before leaving for the G7 summit, President Biden signed the most sweeping gun violence bill in decades. The House gave final approval Friday following Senate passage Thursday. Most of its $13 billion cost will help bolster mental health programs and aid schools. There's another attempt coming up to restart the stalled Iran nuclear talks.
Those talks will restart in the coming days in Vienna. The hope is to relieve tensions between Tehran and world powers while Iran inches closer than ever to weapons-grade level uranium under decreasing international oversight.
Fox's Paul Stevens. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A 5-month-old girl was shot to death last night while in the rear of a car in a neighborhood on Chicago's South Side. A 41-year-old man in another vehicle was in good condition after suffering a gunshot wound near his eye. The shots were fired from another car. No arrests have been made. The criminal fraud trial of former Theranos executive Sonny Balwani heads to a jury. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has details.
A jury in San Jose, California will decide whether former Theranos chief operating officer Sonny Balwani is guilty of fraud and conspiracy. Prosecutors allege Balwani joined his former partner, Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes, in duping investors and patients about the company's blood testing technology, purposely exaggerating revenue projections, using testimony from former Theranos workers, investors, and pharmacy employees who say they were led to believe the company was using successful medical devices when they were not. Balwani, who faces 12 counts, has pleaded not guilty. His attorneys allege he was merely an investor, not a decision maker. Holmes found guilty of 4 counts of investor fraud in January. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A former Minneapolis police officer who had his murder conviction overturned will be released from prison. Fox's Lisa Lucera reports.
Mohammed Noor is set to be released Monday. He had been convicted of third-degree murder and manslaughter in the 2017 fatal shooting of Justine Damond, an Australian and U.S. citizen who called 911 to report a possible sexual assault in the alley behind her home. Last year, the Minnesota Supreme Court threw out his conviction, and he was resentenced to 4 years and 9 months on a manslaughter charge. Noor testified at his 2019 trial that he and his partner were driving slowly in an alley, and he saw a woman appear at the partner's driver's side window and raise her right arm before he fired a shot from the passenger seat to stop what he thought was a threat. Lisa Lucera, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.